So Dale Morris just has one career goal. He walks in, kicks. He's very excited. The double fists means he's got two career goals.
Red, white and blue. We'll come out snarling. Bulldog through and through. Here he is, Dale Morris, the legend. Good to see you, mate.
Thanks for having me. You guys should come in and sing the song with us more often.
Where did that woo come from?
I don't know. I reckon it was Lukey Dell that started it. Yeah, just all of a sudden came out with it and it got legs. Everyone was waiting for that point in the song. No one was singing any other part, just waiting for that.
Are you one of the old schoolers who are of the belief that the song should just be the 22, or are you happy for others to come into the circle?
Oh, no, there are times, there could be milestones, it could be something significant that's happened at the club that you can get everyone involved. But yeah, if it's a normal game, normal home and away game, the 22 that play, get in there, sing the song. We don't let the cameras inside the circle as well. It's just the players, so you can see each other, sing the song and get a woo out there.
Do you throw the Gatorade?
Yeah, for the first gamers. Yeah,
that's just
you don't like it.
Silly.
What?
It makes a mess.
Nah, that's the initiation, isn't it? That's the best part of it.
Disrespectful.
I got one in the VFL not long ago.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. It was my first game for Footscray a couple of years ago, and got the old Gatorade shower. Yes.
Joshy Wallace, was he playing, Joshy?
Yeah, he goes all right, Joshy.
Yeah.
How are we seeing things now that you've pulled the plug after an unbelievable career?
Yeah, it's a weird sort of feeling. Retired. You normally don't have to retire until you're much older than what I am. But I've got to go through it now. It's a weird sort of space to be in. There's a lot of nerves. You don't know what's next. That whole transition period. Transition for anyone's a scary time. And a lot of players now are going through the same thing I'm going through. And they've got a month and a half to work out what they're going to do basically for the rest of their life. So it can be full on. But at the moment, I'm just being dad. Just dad at home, do all the school drop-offs. Yeah, earn some brownie points.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Probably, you got to earn a lot.
Well, I slept out in the granny flat for all 253 games.
So did you really?
Yeah, I've got to get a good night's sleep before playing.
So the night before, you go out and sleep out in the doghouse?
Yep, the granny flat. It's not the doghouse. It's my choice. I didn't get kicked out there.
Oh.
But get a good night's sleep, get ready for the game. And then the night after the game, I'd sleep out there too, make sure I get recovery sleep in. But now that's over 500 nights I owe the wife.
Yes.
She's going to cash them in and I'm a dead man.
I hope that these two people won't mind me telling this story. I'm pretty sure they won't. I went out when we did the footy show, Bill, to do that pillow talk segment.
Yes.
With Pia Miller.
Oh.
And she and Brad had the same arrangement. We got halfway through and Brad was there but not on screen. Yeah. And she said, well, Brad goes and sleeps out in the man cave, which was their garage. They converted into a temporary bedroom for the night before. I went, you decide on your own choice not to be in the same bed.
Come on, Brad, what's wrong with you?
What the hell are you thinking, man? I don't care what the hell the next day's about. But it's not uncommon because sleep is very important. Well,
Glenn 100%. Archer used to do it.
Yes, so he exactly did.
One you knock back, Jim, is one you don't get.
According to you.
Well, then that's over 500.
Oh, mate, you're in trouble tomorrow.
You've got some ground to make up.
Yeah, just the two. Could have been a lot more if it wasn't for those 500 nights.
You'll come in a year's time, you got six.
Hey, the Dogs finished up disappointing in that final, but the back half of the year, things started to click.
Yeah, it was an amazing run that second half. The first half of the year coming into the bye, I think a lot of people have written us off. But the boys were able to rally together, very young group. I think we're one of the youngest groups each week. So it's a credit to them. They worked really hard, got ourselves with a chance in the finals. And that first final, GWS came out. They were good. They played some tough, hard footy, and they've carried that out in the final series. So it's going to be interesting if they can keep that going. But our boys, we were disappointed, with that loss. But being such a young group, they're going to learn a lot from that game.
Is there something, Morrow, in you just had to win week in, week out for about 2 months to get there? So you played something like 8 elimination finals in a row. Is there a mental taxing on that?
I'm sure there would be, but that's footy. You go in to win every game. So you have the same mindset no matter where you are on the ladder. I think with the bye where it was, a lot of people have brought that up and said, did that take the momentum out of our team, our game? I mean, you're coming into the finals. If you're not going to get up for finals, then it doesn't matter how many weeks you have off. So our guys, we were ready to go. That bye probably wasn't ideal, but we were raring to go and it just didn't go our way.
You might have been too young. That was the problem, I think, because you got bullied, didn't you, really, by the
Yeah, they were really physical. Yeah. So, I don't think age really matters. I think we were a pretty young team when we won it in 16. So I don't think age is something that you can really fall back on. They were just, they played a lot better and were more physical than us.
All right, we'll take a break with you, Dale, and they're going to speak about your knee and also about the two big games you're about to see.
Retiring Western Bulldogs Superman Dale Morris.
Superman. Yes. Now, Morrow's just seen, it's online, The Fists of Fury with Pretty Boy Zarafa.
Dropping bombs.
Dropping bombs at 2 p.m., mate.
You just saw it, Morrow?
I heard it on the way in. You could hear it coming through the microphones. No, it was crisp.
And now you've seen the vision.
Yep.
Did you like how I turned on fat at the end?
He should have seen it coming, shouldn't he?
I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't. Nah. Well, I didn't think you'd do that, but old powder puff didn't
hurt. Better than anyone. You should have seen it.
There was a mozzie on me fighting.
Now, the knee, mate, that's the most important thing now that you've stopped playing. Where is that all at?
Yeah, it's going really well. I had to have the operation, obviously. It was a bit more going on in there this time. I had some medial and lateral meniscus damage, so I had to get that cleaned up and taken out.
This is the old cartilage.
Yeah. And had the ACL repaired as well. So everything was going really, really well. About 4 weeks in, I was outside with the kids and limping around, but going okay. And the kids ran inside, so I've gone to chase after them, wash their hands and clean up. Went to take my shoes off. And you know when you put the toes on the back of your shoe on the heel?
Just to flip them off.
Yeah, and pull your heel out. I did that, and oh my goodness. I thought I ruptured my hammy off the bone.
No way. Just doing that. Bloody hell. Explain why that is.
Yeah, well, when they repair it, they take half your hammy. So you've got a significant and severe hammy tear, essentially. And then when I've done this, the hammy just couldn't take it. And I was on the ground. It was painful. So it got worse and worse. I rang the physio, said, what's going on? What's happened? I've buggered everything up. He said, just feel up around your bum, you know, top of the hammy. Can you feel anything? He said, well, what am I feeling for? He goes, is there like a tennis ball or golf ball there? I said, nope. He goes, okay, you haven't ruptured your hammy tendon because when you do, it recoils and that's where you'll find it.
So will that regenerate to the point where it's the same size as it was before?
No, it won't be the same size. You really need to look after it early days to be able to get it strong again. It probably won't be as strong as it used to be, but it can still get to a point where it's strong enough. A lot of players play with it and don't have any problems, but you can get some ongoing hammy stuff. So I want to rehab it and make sure it's right.
So you're not playing any footy beyond today?
I don't think my wife would let me.
Kicking around for one of the country leagues?
Maybe the big bear in the square, but no. Add to my three goals.
What are you drinking? Because normally you're drinking some chicken broth or something you cooked up, but you're on the water, are you?
Yeah, got the water in here. No, it's still on the broth. Tomorrow. Yeah,
it's a Friday arvo, frothy time.
We've got the kids' taekwondo grading tonight. I've got to get to that, you know. It's all the family stuff. But no, the broth is just a way of life, really, at home with the kids and the wife. So that'll continue.
Will it?
Yeah. Oh, 100% it will.
Have you had a beer in Mad Monday or anything like
that?
Yeah,
we had our Wacky Wednesday. Name it any day of the week and just add something to it. That's our boys dressed up and had a good time, and it was nice. Have beers with the boys. Tommy Boyd came, Liam Picken came as well, so it was great to get everyone together, have some drinks, and that's what it's about. That's what Mad Monday and Wacky Wednesday is all about, getting everyone together, have some beers. You can act like an idiot in front of your mates and see the season off.
You should nearly have it at the start of the year, because I reckon it brings everyone, the young blokes and the old blokes, together.
Oh, don't worry, they don't miss. They do that.
Right, good.
Two questions before we get to the games coming up. Aaron Norton, 100% okay?
Yeah, it is lateral meniscus or something operated on. But he'll be running by Christmas, I would say.
He'll be fine. Good.
Yep, he'll be
great
fine.
Great news for Dogs fans. Yeah. And can Marcus Bontempelli win the Brownlow?
Oh, he's my favourite. I reckon he can.
Starts favourite.
Yeah. I think he's had an unbelievable year. Some games he doesn't rack him up, doesn't get the high 30s or mid 30s, but the quality of his possession is just unreal. And he stands out when he does it, breaks the packs, breaks the lines.
Kicks goals.
He's got a couple of people that are going to take votes off him.
Oh, McRae.
Yeah, and Dunks.
And Dunks.
Yeah, yep. Ooh. So it'll be interesting to see how we go, but Bont's my favourite.
Mm. Good. And let's start with tonight. Richmond, Geelong.
Yeah, big game, eh, Billy?
Yeah, it is huge.
Big game. Big tomahawk out really hurts the structure of Geelong. They love kicking it to him. They know if he doesn't mark it, it's coming front and centre. Then all their smalls can get to work. Without him there, it's going to be pretty difficult because the other backs are going to be able to maybe intercept a bit more. So, you know, I think because of that, I reckon Richmond are going to get over the line, over Geelong, and play off in the grand final.
They also use him a lot down the line, don't they? Like when they get caught in the back half, they just dump it on his head.
But now whoever's going to play him, whether it was Grimes or whoever, they're going to go on some. If it's Henderson who plays, they'll be at. It's not as intimidating as playing on Tom Hawkins.
As you would know.
And he's so strong. Yeah.
And those little forwards of Richmond do pretty well too, don't they? They're always hard to control.
Well, with the conditions, it's going to be swirly there. It's a bit windy. So, you know, get the ball out the back and those little forwards are just going to run straight onto it.
Normally rains when you play Richmond at the G. It normally rains.
Oh, these are good conditions. They are,
good for the Cats. All right then, so you reckon the Cats will win by 10? That's good. And Collingwood and the Giants. What do you think?
Yeah, well, how's the Giants luck, eh? You know, Toby Green out, obviously. Yep. Whitfield with appendicitis, of all things. I've had that before and it's not good.
Did you play?
No, it was in when I was in the Werribee, had the operation. No keyhole for me. They cut you open. had the grand final in the VFL the week and a half afterwards and tried to get up and train, but nearly opened myself back up. So I had to miss that one. But, you know, that's unlucky for GWS. Two big outs for them. To go out for Collingwood hurts, but I think they can cover him pretty well. Reed coming in is going to keep the defenders honest. Like Phil Davis is going to have to go to him. Without Reed there, I reckon Phil would be intercepting a lot more. Him and Haynes, they can take a lot of marks. But, I reckon Collingwood are going to be too strong. My man Ruffy down back, taught him everything he knows. he's doing a great job. So, you know, I think Collingwood are going to be too strong.
You haven't got the constraints of an AFL contract anymore to stop you from speaking your mind, Morrow. Should Toby Green have missed a prelim for that?
Well, the footage that I saw, I don't think it was as conclusive as the week before.
I couldn't agree with you anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, I haven't seen, apparently there was other footage that I haven't seen it, but it must have been a lot clearer. But, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. They tried to fight it and couldn't get him off and that he has to wear it. He might have to look at changing the way he goes about things. If it happened for those two games, you don't want it to cost him anything any further. So he might have to just look at what he does.
And do you know what you're doing yourself yet? I know you're looking after the kids, but media
dad.
Or
I love it all. The thing that I love is footy. Yep. Footy's awesome. Footy, it's been my passion. It's been, you know, what I've loved to do for 15 years at the Bulldogs. So I want to stay in footy. I've had some great discussions with the footy club since finishing, and you have your exit meetings, your medicals and all the rest of it. And some really positive meetings were there. So I'll keep going with that and let Scotty Lucas do the work in the background and see how we go.
Oh, good. And you're back in the boudoir.
Back in the, the granny flat's on lockdown now.
Don't
but
need it anymore.
Back in.
Don't need it.
Look out, Jim.
And legitimately blown away by that video too.
No, he's not.
It's impressive.
You hear that?
Why didn't you get on the pads?
Well, because I would have heard him. Oh, pretty boy. He's only little. I would have heard him. His manager come running in and said, make sure Jim does it. Bill does it or he'll break his hand.
Hey, Morrow, you've got an enormous amount to be proud of, mate. Great career and a great footy citizen too. Well done. Good luck with everything coming up.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, heaps.
Lovely boy.